Good evening, everyone. You must have a great budget on name tags.
What a great idea. Never thought of it that way.
At least you know who you are.
It's a good sign of healthy parish.
I'm Father Francois. I'm French by birth. Paris, the real city, you know, Notre Dame, all that. This month, I celebrate 45 years as an immigrant. I'm neither American or Mexican or Vietnamese or Filipino by birth, but I am a Catholic missionary by vocation and decision. I've been a priest 38 years. I live in South Georgia. It's great to be in Minnesota. You think it's hot? Go to Savannah, Georgia. Glenn Mary is a missionary order out of Cincinnati, Ohio, and for the last 75, 78 years, we've been serving in an area where less than 2% of the people are Catholic. Which means they are minority. They are born and raised in Kentucky, in Tennessee, in Alabama, in Georgia, North Carolina. But they really survive as a very small group of people. And Glenn Mary comes in and works in five different areas of ministry. The first one is the sacraments, and you know what that means. Seven sacraments, right? The second area is ecumenism, working with non-Catholic people. They are the majority, Protestants. The third one is social services, poor people, needy people. And there's a great need in the South where we work in Appalachia, to reach out to needy people, hurting couples, broken homes, victims of addictions, especially the opiates that kills thousands every day. The fourth one is evangelization. It's one of my favorite because it has to do with the Word of God, the gospel. Proclaiming it to people, proclaiming it by reading it and by listening to it. Evangelization is sometimes giving people a chance to say the gospel, read the gospel to us as ministers. And then we read back to them so they can hear it a second time. Evangelization is also radio work, publications, door knocking, Walmart greeting, and on and on. And the last one is the awareness of the larger church. The Catholic Church is not just St. Thomas Becket. It's part of the diocese or the archdiocese of St. Paul, Minneapolis. It's part of a larger region in the USA, and it's part of the universal Catholic Church under the leadership of the successor of Peter. It's very important. So Glenn Mary comes to you this weekend at the invitation of the archdiocese to ask for help, financial help in the second collection, and then take the literature, read about it, learn about Father Steve Powell in Tennessee. He's from Maple Lake, Minnesota. He's a good friend of Father Mark Pavlik at St. Richard's in Richfield. I lived with him a few years, 20 years ago, and realized how lucky you are
to have not just your name tags, but a great church. A musician, a liturgist, a sign that says, when you come in, St. Thomas Becket, all are welcome. That's what struck me when I came. I've never been here before. So I'm saying back to you what is on your signs, and I say these people must be intentional Catholics. You're here because it's your decision. It's not just an obligation. It's not just a tradition. Many, many, many Catholics in the USA have dropped from worship, especially the young people between 16 and 30. Who will push your wheelchair? Who will roll your casket? Who will come to your cemetery to pray after your death? I want to conclude with a little story I got from Father Joe Robinson. He's a friend in Cincinnati. Good old Murphy loved Ireland. He worked and toiled on its land when he was young. He poured out his sweat into the soil. He raised his sons and daughters on fertile ground. When he could, he traveled the length and the breadth of Ireland. So when he came to die, he had his sons carry him so he could lay next to the ground, the soil, and he even grabbed a handful of earth to hold onto, and that's the way he died. When he got to heaven's gates, God came to meet him, and God had the appearance of an old man, like we were used to thinking of God the Father, white hair and beard. God told him he was a good man, and he welcomed him to heaven, but he said, "You can't bring that dirt into heaven." So Murphy couldn't let go of the dirt from Ireland that he loved so much. So God said, "Okay, you stand at heaven's gate," and God went back inside. A few years passed, and God came out again, and this time with the appearance of one of Murphy's drinking buddies. They chatted and told a few jokes, and then God invited Murphy to come on in, but to let go of the dirt he was holding on to. Murphy couldn't do that. He loved Ireland so much. So God said, "Okay, I'm leaving you at the gates of heaven." More years passed. This time, one of Murphy's granddaughters came. She told him how everyone missed him, and she begged him to come in. But by this time, Murphy's joints had stiffened and his hands could no longer hold on to that little pot of Ireland he was trying to take with him. The soil fell from his hands and God brought Murphy inside. Once inside, he couldn't believe it. There, before his eyes, was his beloved Ireland. And much more besides. Sometimes we get so enamored of the little bits and pieces of God's creation that they have a hold on that they can't believe, we can't believe, there could be anything better. But if we open ourselves in faith to whatever God asks of us, if we open ourselves to the glory that Christ promised to those who follow him and to those he sends as missionaries, we will already begin to know the kingdom of God. It is something we cannot see now, but it is near to those who see it in faith. It is joy beyond our imagination. God bless you all.